Good evening, dear friends, and welcome to our live broadcast from our little monastery here in the South Lakes. And it is good to have your company this evening. This is a vigil for peace, and also a reflection, a thought for the day, for the new day. But first, I invite you to light a candle with ours for peace, especially for peace in the Middle East, between Gaza and Palestine, Syria, Egypt, Iraq, and wherever there is conflict in the hearts of God's children. We light this light in the name of a beloved Father, Mother, God Supreme, who creates life, in the name of the risen cosmic Christ, who loves life, and in the name of the Spirit, who is the fire of life, in the name of Gaia, our Earth Mother, who nurtures the divine in all creation, in the name of our Heavenly Mother, who nurtures the divine in all hearts within the children of God, in the name of all faiths and none, for they too are the children of the same God. And in the name of spiritual diversity, on behalf of my brothers and sisters of the Teo community of St. Francis, you are welcome. Let us relax now. Let us just be still for a moment as we come to this quiet place and connect with the rhythm of our breathing. For some of you, you may have had a stressful day, or maybe some of you are ill and unwell, and just need to be still and know that someone out there cares for you. And in the stillness of this hour, we invite, we invoke, and we call upon the messengers of God, the angelic realm. They are messengers of diversity and do not represent religion, because they are messengers of love. They are not Catholic, Buddhist, Hindu, Sikh, Islamic, or Jewish. They're messengers of God, assigned to each child of God, regardless of their belief, to walk with us, to support us, and more importantly, to nurture within us the divine. And using our gift of free will, let us call on the divine. Let us call on the Spirit of God. Let us invite, invoke, and ask for the grace, the help, the blessings that we may need this night in service to love. Sense the peace all around you as you relax into the presence of divine oneness that's calling you by name. Come, rest a while. Be still in the presence of your God. Our first reading is an Old Testament reading, Psalm 86, verse 7. I will call to you whenever trouble strikes, and you will answer me. It's true that the more we depend on God, the more dependable we find God is. I read about a funny thing that has happened to a mother of 8 in Maryland. She was coming home from a neighbor's house one Saturday afternoon. Things seemed too quiet. as she approached the house. Curious, she peered through the screen door and saw five of her youngest children huddled together, concentrating on something. As she crept closer to them, trying to discover the center of attention, she could not believe her eyes. Smack dab in the middle of the circle were five baby skunks. Edith screamed at the top of her voice, "Quick, children, run!" Each child grabbed a skunk and ran. It seems to be the nature of trouble that it gets bigger before it gets better. I like the way the J.P. Phillips translation puts it, when all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your lives, my brothers and sisters, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. Realize that they come to test your faith and to produce in you the quality of endurance. But let the process go, let it go on until that endurance is fully developed. And you will find you have become men and women of mature character with the right sort of independence. Let's reflect on those few words. Is there anything troubling you? If there is, just name it, shame it, bless it, and release it to God. And standing back, we give gratitude to God for releasing us of whatever it is that ails us. And I'd like to share another reading. And this reading is for the 31st of July, for tomorrow. In Psalm 86, verse 11, we read, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, that I may honor you." I think the NASB translates this as a little better. It says, "Unite my heart to fear your name. Unite my heart to fear your name." The Hebrew word translated unite means to become one. David acknowledges the common struggle of having a heart that wants to go two directions at the same time. Is this familiar to you? It is to me. We all relate to Paul's experience. "I don't understand myself at all, for I really want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do the very thing I hate." This battle between the flesh and the spirit is a struggle that every believer faces, regardless of their belief. We just need to be reminded today that Jesus, the cosmic Christ, will help us win the tug of war within. He is pulling us. He is pulling for us. A pure heart is a heart that is focused, determined to do God's will and walk in God's truth. This is a life that honors God, and that's our purpose here on earth. Let us reflect on those words, because in reflecting on them, a part of those words were tugging at my heart, because there have been times in my faith journey when I've tried to do it my way, and in so doing messed up big time. I guess it's the stubbornness. I think it's part of our Celtic upbringing. There's a richness in our tradition, but there's a stubbornness, a real stubbornness, a resentment of being told what to do. And how many times in my life have I messed up as a young nursing monk, as a qualified nurse, and in later life, now that I'm getting older, I look back on those times and I think, you stupid, stupid boy. But one shouldn't say that because that's negative. But have we learned from our mistakes? Have we truly learned? I'd like to think that with God's help, I'm learning, probably at a slower pace than most. Is there something in your life right now where you feel that there's a tug of war going on? Well, if there is, surrender your heart. Surrender your heart to all that is. Surrender your heart to your God Goddess and offer your availability and your vulnerability to God. And you'll be amazed at what God can do through those of us who've been broken in our mind, for God to use us as vessels for peace. We have to be stripped bare like an onion, layer by layer. But if we surrender, then God peels away each layer with tender, loving care. Let us just be still in the presence of God. And if we need help, let's not be too proud to ask God for that help. For God is present in everything we say or do. We are reminded of this. But what does the cosmic Christ say? Well, the cosmic Christ channeled these messages and I share them with you. Worship me in the beauty of holiness. I created beauty to declare the existence of my holy being. A magnificent rose, a hauntingly glorious sunset, oceanic splendor. All these things were meant to proclaim my presence in the world. Most people rush past these proclamations without giving them a second glance. Some people use beauty, especially feminine loveliness, to sell their products, and it goes on. Trust me, in the depths of your being, it is there that I have and I live in constant communion with you. When you feel flustered and frazzled on the outside, do not get upset with yourself. You are only human, and the swirl of events going on all around you will sometimes feel overwhelming. Rather than scolding yourself for your humaneness, remind yourself that I am both with you and that I am within you. I am with you at all times, encouraging and supportive rather than condemning. I know that deep within you, where I live, my peace is your continual experience. Slow down your pace of living for a time. Quiet your mind in my presence, then you will be able to hear me bestowing the resurrection blessing, peace be with you. And again, the Christ says this, I am you. You are the subject of my being, my love and my compassion. When you exhibit these wonders, you are growing into me. I am you. I know you. I love you. Only your languages create subject and object separate. In my language, I and you are the same. It just is. It may take you many lifetimes or a single moment to feel the power of this. Persevere. What beautiful words. So let us relax in the knowledge that yes, we are loved. And as we take a deep breath, let us breathe in that love. Let us hold it. And now let us release any tension or fear, sadness or despair, and hand it over to our earthly mother Gaia and our heavenly mother, Mother Mary. And let us just relax. And just sense the peace around you. And where you're sat in this quiet place, you've come with me through our main gate into our monastery garden. And we are sitting under the lilac tree. The tree is in full bloom with both white and lilac flowers. And the fragrance, the combination, is breathtaking. There is a peace here. Nothing to disturb you. You can sense the gentle breeze of the afternoon, just cooling you down as you shelter from the rays of the sun. There is a peace in this garden. There is a presence here. And all around you, you are aware of beings of love, the messengers of God. You can almost visualize a staircase to heaven from this garden, with angels ascending and descending. And they're bringing our requests to God. And those coming down are bringing a special blessing to you. And it is a special gift for your heart. It is the gift of unconditional love, that God loves you regardless of your past, regardless of your mistakes, regardless of the troubles you may have found yourself in. And remember, take heart, every saint had a past. And every sinner like us, we have a future. And as we gaze upon the angels, we see the most magnificent beings of light, bringing the requests from the family of God to God. And there are myriads of them. And all around you, they are sprinkling angelic dust, peace dust. And they form a circle of light around you to try and empower your heart to take back your power from those who have wronged you, from those who have offended you, from those who have hurt you, and to release a blessing so that your heart is free to love again. There is nothing more troublesome than an unforgiving heart. It becomes cancerous. It denies us the opportunity, excuse me, to sense the peace and the love of God. To say, "I forgive you," but not forget what you've done, is not forgiveness. Forgiveness is to say, "I'm sorry and I am willing to forget," so that we can start again with a clean slate. That is true forgiveness. But it's not easy. But when we ask God for the fresh outpouring of God's Spirit, then we are given a bonus ball of strength to withstand the promptings of the evil forces that seek to take us from our paths, to have us wallow. And here in the garden, you sense that inner peace, allowing you to forgive and forget. And suddenly you sense a shaft of light come down through your head, your crown chakra, into your heart, bathing you in love, God's love. And within your mind, your body and your spirit, there is a sense of stillness and peacefulness that you may have denied yourself for a very long time. So relax in the knowledge that God loves you, because you are a child of God, a new creation made in the image and in the likeness of God. So how could God ignore his child? Come, receive the blessing of God. Let us relax now. Let us be still. The angels are anointing you with love. And now the Christ comes and he stands before you and he blesses you. He blesses you with the sacred healing oils of spikenard that Mary Magdalene used on his feet before his burial, before his crucifixion and burial. And the Christ places these oils on your crown chakra, on the top of your head, on your hands, and on your heart. Just sense the peace, the love, and the joy as you bathe in that love. Sense the joy of all that is sacred to you, and reaffirm your divinity by reclaiming back your power from those who have wronged you and caused you pain. Breathe on us, O breath of God. Fill us with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, O breath of God. Fill me, your child, with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou wouldst do. Relax now and sense the healing touch of the cosmic Christ in your mind, your body, and spirit. Embrace that peace. Embrace his love. It is a selfless love, and it's there for you 24/7. And all you have to do is to say, "Here I am. Help me, O God. Help me in my struggles and in my fears." I am light divine. We are a child of God. Let nothing disturb us now. Relax. Be at peace. Be at peace. Become that peace. And now let us blow some of that peace out into the beautiful landscape, the cathedral of God, where many of God's children are hurting right now. Namaste. Shalom. Inshallah paxet bonem. Om Shanti. Solo di Caritas. Salam alaikum. And may the peace of your God Goddess empower your heart. Take back your power and be that child of God, radiant with the light of the cosmic Christ, that will draw many to come back to their heart. Good night, and God bless you, and thank you for being here with me. Thank you.